With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hipworms, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day and who sucks less right after emails on our question, who overreacted and why? 844-999-OLA.
We opened up a Pandora's box with the peanut butter talk. All right? I'm just letting you know, people have very strong opinions about chunky peanut butter, smooth peanut butter, and now the organic / natural peanut butter. Someone adds to that, if you're trying to live a healthy lifestyle, then natural peanut butter is all you buy to make smoothies with. So it does serve a purpose, you heathens. I would comment that that is the nicest time that I've been called a heathen. Someone else adds, I absolutely despise crunchy peanut butter, but you bet your ass I'll put some Cheetos in my peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Cheetos.
And this one I like. This is a quote. It says, I will ignore your negative opinion of crunchy peanut butter. That was in my effing wedding vows to my wife.
What, no creamy?
No, he's just saying I will ignore her crappy opinion of crunchy. Oh. Obviously, he loves crunchy. She does not. And he's letting her know in the wedding vows, I'm going to ignore that. It's very polarizing. And it shouldn't be, because creamy peanut butter is the number one choice.
It's the best.
There's no question.
For the most part, all you're doing with peanut butter, other than, as you would say, ants on a log, is a sandwich, right?
Right.
I mean, let's be honest. Peanut butter only goes so far.
Honestly, I'm cooking Thai food all the time, so I use it a lot.
Do you make your own peanut sauce?
All the time.
Do you really?
I do, yeah.
Peanut
butter. Oh, no, I tried to do it last night, yeah.
Peanut butter and oil?
Sesame oil, some soy sauce, some red pepper flakes, peanut butter. I had some goitas.
Eh? Oh, yeah.
I'm like, this would be good with that, and it works.
What, do you heat it up?
You don't need, if you stir it enough, it should be all right. But if you need to heat it up, you can.
Man. I bet that would be
peanut
really good with,
weird too.
With crunchy peanut butter.
I can eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but I can't have peanut sauce. Gives me indigestion.
Why?
What? I don't know.
You don't like
it gives
them
indigestion.
Oh, right. Peanut sauce.
Me, I love getting older. Like, yeah, I love it.
I got a jar of peanut sauce all the time with me. That's the one thing I've compromised. I haven't opened it yet.
Wait, you don't have peanut butter, but you have peanut sauce.
My Thai food.
I'm just saying that's just so unlikely.
Yeah, and for my Indian food.
Who overreacted to why? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chuck. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Crunchy all the way, suck it, Thrill. Oh, Cat, listen, man. You eat your crunchy, my cream. Just don't make me a sandwich. Please continue.
Super crunchy.
Oh, no, are you being for real?
For real.
Okay.
I want to hang up on you. But
I know. Like, put on capri pants next. Let's make a choice, all right?
Do we want
peanut butter or do we want to eat peanuts? Do you want shorts or do you want pants?
Chunky is the brawny paper towel of the peanut butter world. It ain't like the lesser of the you're
it's
the ones
not.
Who wear the
yes,
capri.
Yes, it is.
Oh, so smooth and creamy. Why don't you shave your legs? Get those capris
you know
on.
Who, wait, you know what? I remember the first time I had crunchy peanut butter. Do you know what that kid was?
What?
A nerd. This was the 80s. He wore a bike helmet.
Yeah. And it wasn't law yet.
We had flags, big orange flags.
So, gentlemen, I was about 10, 12, 15 years ago, I was a box truck driver over on the east side. I had a guy helping me. I'm about 6'1", 240, athletic built. The guy with me, little skinny guy, was probably 6 foot, 120 if he's all wet. So I'm driving through an intersection on the east side of Redmond, and I get cut off by this guy in a car, and he blatantly cuts me off, so I blow my air horn at him.
Right.
We go to about half a block down the road, and he swings out to the left, cuts over to the right, and stops his car and jumps out. So I'm blocked in. I can't go anywhere. He jumps out. He's built like a WWE wrestler, about 6'5", probably about 270.
I think we know this guy.
What are you thinking in your head at this moment?
I'm thinking I may have to ram him with a truck to stop him.
Fair.
All right.
So the guy with me looks at me and goes, oh, no. And so he's just laying it out. I've got the window open because it's summer day. and he's just laying out, you MF-er, you S and this and S and that, and I can't believe you, and just going off how he's going to kick my ass, and just continuously. And so I get out of the truck, and I pull out an aluminum baseball bat. And I said, you come closer, I'm going to Babe Ruth your ass. And so he's just going off continuously, and I look over in the back of his car, and there's a 3 to 5 year old girl that's standing up in the back seat, looking out the back window of his car, and she's terrified.
Don't hit Daddy with the bat.
And this guy's continued going off, and I look, I point over to his daughter. I said, I can't believe how you're acting in front of her. I said, is that your daughter? I said, you are the worst father in the world. If you're acting like
that, that couldn't help matters at all.
That's what pissed him off worse.
Yeah, exactly. So did he attack you then?
Yeah, he's just going on, and he starts coming up closer. And the buddy that I'm with, the guy I'm with, he's like, man, I think you're going to have to hit him. And I'm just going on. I'm saying, I cannot believe how bad of a father you are. You should not be, one thing, stopping and going off on somebody like this in front of your daughter, but all these curse words, yelling and screaming. And he's doing this for about 30 seconds.
Then he say, hey, man, to be fair, she's not mine. I just kidnapped her. She's already scared of me.
Weirdest thing, it clicked in his eyes. I could, because he's only about 6 to 8 feet away from me. And his eyes clicked, and he looked back at his daughter, and he just stopped and stared at me. And you could see all the adrenaline just rushed out of his face.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks over to me and shakes my hand and says, you know, I'm sorry. I should not have done that. I completely apologize. Turns around, walks over, gets in his car, and drives away.
And you're like,
right. Wow.
How glad are you that that girl was in the car? Because it sounds like you've gotten an ass whipping.
Oh, man. My buddy, the guy with me, looks over to me. He's like, oh, man, I got to get out and have a cigarette.
Yeah. That one too. You want a guy who looks like a professional wrestler getting out of the car.
Yeah, that's
that's the worst.
Who overreacted and why? 844-999-OLA.
I'm with that guy, though, about grabbing the bat.
Well, sure.
Because I was like at an outdoor patio bar. It was late at night. It's me and four women, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're smoking. Anyhow, somebody asks for a cigarette. They don't give a cigarette. It turns into a whole thing. And I don't know why, but I was kind of drunk. But I just kind of like stood up. I didn't see the guy and just said, hey, why don't you move the F along?
Right?
Like, you're not getting a cigarette. And like, he looks at me. I realize now he's a massive dude. And I just kind of palmed a bottle and like have it behind my head. My butt is, I'm like, well, I'm going to have to smash it with this bottle. And we stare at each other, and he just kind of went, all right, F it, and left. But I think he maybe thought I was just insane enough, but yeah.
Well, he saw you grab the bottle and put it behind your back.
Oh, I was slick about it.
I did.
Or he just didn't want to embarrass me in front of four women.
That wasn't it. He didn't want to get hit with a bottle. It was a Seahawks game. They played the Ravens. They killed the Ravens, right, which is typically how that game goes. I'm leaving the game, and I got my Raven stuff on, but there is a guy walking solo. He has his Raven gear on. And these guys are just harassing him. We're not even heckling, like harassing him. So finally, I go across the street, and I'm like, dude, what is the problem?
Part of the experience.
So I'm just like, if you want to say it, why don't you say something to me? So it's an average-sized dude, but I'm just pissed. So I'm not worried about him. But his friend is an effing giant, all right? His buddy is just this massive guy. But the massive guy isn't saying anything. So I'm trying to be smart about this and make sure I'm not going on about the group. Just the guy with the mouth, right? So we go back and forth a little bit, and I'm like, I explain what I'm feeling, and he kind of like glances at his friend, and I looked at his friend, and I said, hey, big man, I'm sorry. I'm going to hit you with that trash can right there. I said, I have to. You're too big. You kick my ass. And he started laughing. So that made me feel better, but now his buddy's kind of on his own. This big guy's like, well, I'm out of it. The whole thing ended up resolving itself, but for one brief moment, I'm like, this big mofo is going to kick my ass. But once I just said, like, dude, seriously, I'm going to cap you with this trash can, one of those big metal ones.
Yeah.
And it's not personal. Just I have no chance against it. Right? So I got to go dirty. Right? You understand that. And he's like, it's cool, man. I said, okay. So as long as you don't jump in, it's all good.
Well, that's the problem with road rage. People are sitting in a car.
Right.
You don't know
what's in there.
Well, right? Yeah.
It could be hot coffee, a gun, a machete, baseball bat.
Or a 6'5" footer.
Yeah.
Who overreacted and why? 844-999-OLA. What's the one car that you feel comfortable with that the person who gets out cannot kick your ass?
Well, smart car, just based on size. Giant dudes can't fit it.
Not a bad theory. I think...
you're right.
I'm dead serious.
I'm going to go with a Honda Fit.
Right. You know what,
man? In the box. The cube. For whatever reason, when I see the car, I just can't see anybody in it being mad.
You know what I'm saying? Like, being mad, but you don't care. You know what? Because it's the like, Mini Cooper.
It's a box. You mean the Element, the one you can spray out.
Oh, no, like, the Element, you might be surprised, man. Because the Element, you'll get like some of these young guys that are bigger than you thought, and they're ready to go. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like the Mini Cooper.
The one that looks like a box.
Yeah, I know a Mini Cooper
guy. That's the Element.
That's the Element?
No. Okay.
He's got a blue belt.
Dude, look. I know the Coopers. They might kick my ass. I do know. All right.
How about a Subaru Impreza?
I don't know, man, because these are healthy people.
Right, throughout
I mean, would we get a fight on the snowboarding hill?
How about a Volkswagen station wagon? Diesel.
That's Mike Hawk.
Yeah, that's Mike.
Exactly.
I'm going to give him a meatball. He'll leave me alone.
An old woman.
Here's
I
a
wouldn't
breadstick.
Mess with Mike either.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the
He's a very nice person, but deep down,
how about
rage.
How about a Dodge minivan?
No.
I'm not going to beat up a dad in front of his kids.
No, man, because the Dodge minivan could also be the drug mule.
Also could be somebody who has kids, you know what I mean? Who has kids and just can't take it anymore.
Right. That's the guy.
When somebody who's going to snap is going to be somebody who has a lot of responsibilities and never gets laid.
His kids have been getting on his nerves, and now you just honked at him. He's going to beat
you. Minivans, though, if you're tailgating, that is a great vehicle.
Oh, you mean tailgating, like going to
like
a tailgate?
Like going to a sporting game. Okay, you could put a bunch of stuff in there. Both doors are opening.
I got it.
Like, it's awesome.
I got it. I know who's not going to kick my ass.
Who?
For the most part.
For the most part.
Someone driving a BMW 7 Series. Because that car's like over $100,000.
They'll call a lawyer, but they can't.
I was going to say, they're going to sue the crap out of you, but they have more money, so they'll win.
You will beat their ass,
but they will not get out of the car, right? Because they're going to be, they have to be like what, you know?
They're not getting out of the car.
No, they have a BMW 7 Series.
But you're going to be broke when they're done with you. Because they don't want to go. They don't want you to go to jail. They want to rake you over the financial coals.
If when you go home, you go through a gate into your neighborhood, you're not going to get out of that car, hopefully, and beat my ass unless you're an NFL athlete.
I was going to say, you never know. Professional
that's
athlete,
the only thing,
right?
That's the only.
So stay away from the 6 Series.
The 6 Series.
Right.
Oh, is that right?
No, that, yeah.
Yeah, because that car is dope, but you got to be like an athlete or
the
like
dude driving it, he will get out of his car and fight you.
Road Rage 101 here.
Yeah, and 3 Series guy is just leasing it. He got nothing.
He'll cut you.
He's under 25. He's a little stretched out on this lease, but he needs that whip.
Lesson learned, be careful who you get into a fight with there out on the road. Judge it by the model in the car. Our question, who overreacted and why? We've got your emails coming up from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
Kia Soul. I said you're fine with the Kia Soul.
Hey, back off that Kia Soul. I rent those. I like those.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Still to come, what you don't need to know, ask if it's too early for a fish sandwich. Who sucks less? Coming up right after emails in the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Let's just jump right into the birthdays. All the men's room, would you please wish our son Alexander the Great a very happy first birthday with a little kid fish sandwich? We love the show. That's from Mom and Dad.
Fish sandwich.
Today's my son Aiden's 5th birthday. He says hola to you and all. Can he get a little kid fish sandwich and Mickey and Goofy giving him some 5th birthday advice? Thanks, guys. And Wobbin, have a great day.
Fish sandwich.
Well, guys, it's real simple on your 5th birthday. That's how many trips to the happiest place on earth your parents are going to take to. One for each year. And 5 scoops of ice cream on your ice cream cone.
Glad you brought up ice cream, because your 5th birthday isn't over till your tummy hurts from too much ice cream.
That's right. Make sure you have a big old sugar rush and give your parents a real hard time.
Wash it down with a soda.
Yep. This is your day to be unreasonable before passing out on the sofa.
Maybe drink a soda out of a can through a Twizzler.
Or make sure it's a Mountain Dew.
Jesus.
Or Jolt. Don't be scared of that monster that you drink neither.
All of it's real. Please wish my daughter, Callie Rose, a happy 6th birthday today. We're so proud of our little artistic princess. Love the show, guys. Helps us get through the long days. Thanks, bitches. Give her Coach Ted and some motivational speech about turning 6 years old, please, if you could.
Well, I'll tell you, kid. I see a lot of 6-year-olds. You know why? Because they're tough. They're the toughest ones out there. Just like that 5-year-old Mickey was talking to. This is your day. You get that fast food. You get that soda, and you wash it down with cookies. I said cookies. And if your mom or dad says no cookies for you, you tell them it's my birthday.
Make sure you scream it at him, kid.
All I'm going to say is my beautiful and very talented niece Estelle's 8th birthday. I wish you a great piano performance at the concert. Estella would like a kid sandwich and a suck it up cupcake, please.
Fish salad.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Hello, my name is Ben, and today's my birthday. It might take a little time, but could I get a bong hit? Actually wanted 420 bong hits, but you can do one there. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Guys, it's my boffing buddy's birthday today. Can I get turtle wax whether your penis is too small in the paws? Thanks, guys, from Jacoby.
Hola, bitchola.
Guys, today's my son Dustin's 21st birthday. How about the dirty Germans giving him advice on what he can do now that he is 21?
Yeah, now that you're 21, you can legally get drunk and not remember the night before, which might be a good thing, because tonight, I do not know if you like the heavy metal music, but you will be banging your head.
Yeah, Sanders, you're 21. I hope you leave the state so you can finally experience drinking a cold, cold beer and a shot while watching strippers.
Yeah.
There is something very exciting about cocktails and strippers.
Just like this email.
Olivia, I could do that in any voice.
Could you give a birthday shout-out to my boyfriend, Brendan, for his 24th birthday? How about the Disney characters talking about strip club fun?
Woo!
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, gosh, they don't usually let us dogs into the strip club, but when I hang up, make some flash of money, I don't mind slowly cleaning myself while maintaining eye contact with the dancers. It's a little something the Goofy does.
A lot of people wonder why Mickey sometimes goes by Sean Kemp. Because like him, I'm the Rain Man. But I show up in the club, those bitches know it's real. They're gonna get the bag, but we're gonna have fun. Spread the money around. If you can't afford to make it rain, just make it sprinkle, brother.
Bitches, it's my two buddies from grade school's birthday today. Trevor and Alec are 27 years old. Can they get you guys talking all over yourselves about being twins? Twins. I knew one.
Twins.
The only thing I know about right. Twins.
Mark and Mike sound weird.
Twins that I have
my entire life. High school,
I can't even imagine what the hell that would be.
It always makes me realize.
Even the coach was a good-looking dude.
I don't know. It was
messed up.
It's hot.
One love a birthday shout-out to my son Nathan, who will be 32 years old. Can you guys do a Your Penis Is Too Small and the Dirty Germans talking all over themselves about butt sex? Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
Germany's we have different words for it.
Donkey.
Sometimes we call it
the cyclops
and
the eye with the meat stick.
Or maybe it just wants
all
to
kinds of different names that we have, but either way, it's
but
a
if
good
it is a bun,
time.
We'll figure out.
But Joel, today's my girlfriend Allison's 36th birthday. Could she get the Aussie Ted talking about her being a package delivery driver? That would be amazing, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. You have to be driving those packages around. That scares me that your boyfriend sent this in. One has to wonder how many packages you've been handling on the daily.
Oh, man, this one gets complicated. Let's see if we can do this one here. Okay, guys. Can I get a birthday shout-out from Captain Crunch and Coach Ted doing his best impression for the 38th trip around the sun of Coach O?
Oh.
Well, thanks, guys. That from Adam in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
First, I'm just glad that it's your birthday. I remember 38 years old very, very well. I was in a Thai prison after picking up 4 girly boys. I didn't know it was illegal, but I'll tell you one thing I learned. A little bit of Vaseline goes a long way. Nah.
I feel like Coach O has a crazy voice like this. I do respect her. You know, we don't call them girly boys down in Baton Rouge. We call them extra fun.
Oddly enough, I call my penis Coach O.
Coach O has a very unique voice. It's very, like, I don't think he's a smoker, but it always sounds like he's, like, his voice is about to run out.
Okay.
It's not always cigarettes they're smoking.
That was very specific. That was like, oh, this dude's from Baton Rouge. That makes a little more sense.
That's not Fritos on my breast.
This one says, what's up, Effers? Says, most of my friends are too damn late to listen to the men's room. I'm going to give myself a birthday shout-out. So happy birthday, Dave. Love to hear you guys talking all over yourself about psychedelics. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Psychedelics.
Please wish a happy 44th birthday to my honey, Freddie the Frenchman, with a barbershop fish sandwich, please. Thanks, guys.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon.
At noon.
And at night. And at night.
Guys, Joe here. I'm finally turning 51 years old. I got a ton of respect for you guys and Wobbin as you offer the birthday wishes to the fans. How about the dirty Germans, maybe, and sexy German leader Robin? That would be the best. That'll do for my birthday. Appreciate it.
Yeah, for your birthday, we do something simple like, I don't know, blow bubbles. Bubbles should be here around 8.
Yeah, see, hopefully bubbles will bring the liquor and whores. And what's a hot tub without bubbles? Bubbles, get in here.
Ja, warum ist dein Geburtstagskuchen so dreckig?
Ja.
Bitches want to wish my mom Tammy a happy 55th birthday. She'll be working. She'd love to hear what the dirty Germans have in store for her.
Ja, Tammy, I cannot wait to pull off your bra and see the unicorn tattoo just above your huge areola.
Ja, and Tammy, for a change, less smacking. I don't want to be hit in the face during this.
Ja, and I like the convenience of the Pall Malls rolled up right there on the side of on your sleeve.
See, I only know one Tammy. She's exactly what you think she is.
Yeah, I love the feathered hair.
I'm a big fan of that. Kind of like that whole look.
Yeah, 1977 calling.
So, yes, you like that look? Maybe we should just build a wall again. That's not been relevant. So I see the Hoff is back. It's a German nightmare. This won't end.
Yeah, no thank you, a new album. Yeah, David Hasselhoff says, yeah, I do two new heavy metal songs. And we say nine. 999.
He says, I realized we were drunk the whole time.
Yeah, we were celebrating warm coming to, not Mr. Hasselhoff, but now he thinks it was about him.
He should do Cheeseburger in Paradise.
All right, guys, here we go.
Night.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Okay, Kemper, just a couple extra quick ones here, guys. As far as, let's see here, what's the story with your phone? My brother went to send his girlfriend, now wife, a D-pic. Well, he accidentally posted it to his Facebook account by accident, and my sister had to call him and tell him. Uh-huh. Subject, Vince Neil and the Dirt. Old Bacholas, I just finished watching The Dirt on Netflix, and I thought I knew pretty much everything about the band until the scene came up about Vincent's daughter, Skylar. Wow. A four-year-old getting cancer and dying. Never knew that happened. Guessing that's not news to you, but it kind of made me feel less agitated, annoyed about him being such a douche. A script is a story, not a storybook. And more sorry for him and the crap that's happened to him. Does that change your perception of him at all, or do you still see him as primarily a douche waffle? Curious in Maple Valley.
You know what? Everyone I know has been through some S. Some people I know are going through S now. They're still not as big of a douche as him. It's not an excuse. Although we did see earlier a fantastic picture of Vince Neil, and his name had been changed to Vince Meal. I'm not going to lie. Might be childish, but we enjoy that quite a bit.
Lay off me. I'm hungry.
And what hurts so much in regards to your question, what hurts so bad you'll never do it again? I tried using Nair on my lady bits, got it in a sensitive place, and gave myself a chemical burn so bad it was hard to... Hard to do anything there for a week.
Oh.
Never again, that from the lovely Morgan. Still to come and drink and tell us with a shout of the day what you don't need to know. Ask if it's too early for a fish sandwich, but first...
Now, the men's room wants to know... Who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Throw Hill each and every week to bring us three stories from the news.
Yeah.
All of them suck to some degree, but it's up to us to determine which of these three stories suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
What makes this really interesting, Miles, and I think you'll agree with this, is, you know, there is no right answer. But we find that at the end of each week, apparently, there is a wrong one. So it's amazing. There can always be a wrong answer, but never a right one. But today, as always, three contestants competing. We have a man in Sarasota, Florida. He will be competing against a man from North Carolina, where we have an update on his story. And then finally, there is a model, an Instagram model, that steps into the game as well. But let's start in Sarasota County, Florida, where a man was arrested on charges that he killed a dog that he claimed had, and I quote, a strong magnetic force. According to the sheriff's office, a deputy responded to a report of a domestic dispute at about 7 p.m. on April 5th. Witnesses said a 26-year-old man used a tile scraper to kill an 8-pound chihuahua and then threatened a woman before he was disarmed by a neighbor. The man, who they say appeared to be under the influence, told a deputy that there was, quote, a strong magnetic force between him and the dog, and the dog had to go. They're going to perform an autopsy to determine the dog's cause of death. Although it started with the paint scraper, I suspect they'll find that did the trick. The man, who is charged with 5 felony counts of aggravated cruelty to animals and 1 count of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, remains in jail on $120,000 bond. Now let's go to North Carolina for, this is the story that has an update. But a North Carolina man, he was charged with animal cruelty. And he guesses why? You guessed it, for abandonment after leaving his pet fish in filthy conditions. The fish's owner, one Michael Henson, he was evicted from his home in Wilmington, North Carolina last month. But he left the fish behind in a dirty tank with no food. The 6-inch long fish was found at the home last week, and authorities took it to the fish room, which is a shop that sells pet fish and supplies, where it discovered that the fish was suffering from a hole in its head disease, which causes lesions. The quote is, it's amazing this fish survived, that according to the person that owns the fish stop, and they say, I have personally never seen a case this bad.
Wow.
So the police charged him. As the story unfolds today, the charges have been dropped, not because they don't believe that he was cruel to the fish, but quite frankly, in North Carolina, the law does not protect fish. It says it protects all vertebrate, but apparently not fish. So while they're angry at him for letting that fish suffer, the charges have been dropped because the law doesn't cover pet
fish. Does that mean I can go out and slaughter great white sharks?
I guess in theory, if it's a pet.
Yeah. Okay.
And now we go to the Instagram model, if that is in fact a job. She was recorded kicking and stomping on her tiny dog. She was sentenced to 4 years of probation. In a plea deal, the woman, whose name is too stupid to pronounce, was also ordered to pay $600 in court costs. She was arrested after an elevator security camera recorded her abusing her dog, Chastity, which is an 18-month-old Shih Tzu Yorkie mix. The dog weighs 10 pounds. The video footage recorded the Miami area condo where Wilson resided. It was turned over to police by the complex's security officials, and upon her arrest, the dog was seized by the Miami-Dade Animal Control Services. They photographed, examined, and provided medical care to the canine, who I believe is now in a different home for obvious reasons. So again, we have the man in Sarasota, Florida, killed a chihuahua with a paint scraper because, according to him, there was a strong magnetic force between he and the dog. We have the guy in North Carolina. He abandoned his pet altogether, 6-inch-long fish. It turns out North Carolina law does not include fish in that. I guess if when your pet dies, you flush it down the toilet, it doesn't really count, right? Because you don't put your dog in the wood chipper. So I guess that's how they break it down. And then finally, you have the Instagram model. Jesus, Dad, the Instagram model who's recorded abusing her dog. But what is it? 4 years probation. Like, hey, don't abuse another dog for 4 years. And $600.
Okay.
I mean,
I just want to say that I can't believe the Instagram model wasn't up in the poppy fields outside of L.A. Because that's where they're all at right now. I'm going to say I believe that the Sarasota man, obviously, who killed the 8-pound dog, he's the worst in all this.
Well, see, I feel the exact opposite.
Why?
And that's what, for one reason, I said that what he did is the worst. I believe that.
Yeah.
The difference between him and these other two is that he's effing insane. All right. And that's all I said to Mike. I'm like, look, it doesn't make what anyone did right, but the other two are in clear enough mind to have made a better decision. When you are crazy,
I don't know. If you're an Instagram model, I'm not sure that makes you normal. And stop
it. I'm not sure it makes you a model.
Yeah.
But North Carolina, I mean, sorry, maybe I'm going to sound heartless, but just a little pet fish.
I've never heard.
I can't believe they actually like had. You said the charges were dropped, right?
They were only because the law. The sheriffs go to the place after he's evicted, as they do, to make sure your crap's out of there. They see the fish, and they and look, to the credit, they said a life is a life. So if you swat a fly, it's held in the same regard, based on his own theory. right? So they were going to go after him. It's just the law does not cover fish. But they wanted...
Like, you can't go to a fair and win a puppy. Right? You could win a goldfish. Like, I don't know, man.
I hear you. Like I said, your fish dies, maybe you're sad, but it gets flushed down the toilet.
And I don't understand what the lesson here is, right? Because the lesson is just going to be, all right, people are going to flush their fish. I mean, I guess he shouldn't have left it. Maybe he should have called Pet Solutions. I could have taken care of that fish for him. But, you know, put it out quickly. That sounds horrible. But I guess that's the, I don't know. I guess I'm not a fish guy.
Bobby says the fish guy, seriously, on Facebook, a goldfish is really just a moving decoration. Gilberto says Sarasota sucks the most, followed by the model, then followed by the fish.
The model does. Have you seen that video, too?
I saw part of it, and I just
stopped. Like in the corner of the elevator, and she's just
stomping. I hate her the most.
Riley says fish guy. Morgan says fish guy. Angus says fish. Ricky says fish. Sam goes with fish. Rebecca wants a fish sandwich as well. Speaking of what you don't need to know, as if it's too early for a fish sandwich, that is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. Another round to profile this, but first...
We're full of useless information, and you have far too many brain cells not to let us kill a few. So lend an ear while the Men's Room shares what you don't need to know.
Jeremy Schneider, not a fan of the fish sandwich. So his editor puts him to the test. Who better than to rank fish sandwiches than one Jeremy? So Jeremy sent about to the great state of New Jersey looking for the best fast food fish sandwiches ranked from worst to best to get ready for Lent. So Jeremy basically ate a ton of fish sandwiches and in a very analytical way broke them down for us.
Okay.
So he says, hey, now I made plenty of questionable food decisions in my life, but fast food fish was one I've always avoided until now. But hey, I did it. I tried 18 different fish sandwiches, and you know what? Some sandwiches were surprisingly good. Then again, some were horrible. What was the worst one? The Roy Rogers Wild Pacific Cod Sandwich. I drove to the Molly Pitcher Travel Plaza and regretted it immediately. Who'd have thunk a fish sandwich from a rest stop wouldn't be good? It tasted like crappy fish sticks that you used to get at the school cafeteria.
Ah, yeah, you don't want memories of your school lunch.
Coming in at 17, Popeye's Fish Po' Boy. At 16, Popeye's Shrimp Po' Boy.
Really?
Love that chicken from Popeye's? Hate that fish. A po' excuse for a po' boy with a sinfully bad tartar sauce. We move on to 15. This is an oldie but a goodie. Arthur Treacher's Fried Fish Sandwich. There's only a handful left in the United States. I somehow ended up one of them. Who says journalism isn't glamorous? You think maybe a fried fish sandwich from a place that specializes in fish would be great? It was horrible.
Really?
Yes. Number 14, the McDonald's Filet-A-Fish Sandwich. I was most excited for this one. If there's such a thing as a famous fish sandwich, this is it. He mentions Deezus Samero.
Oh, nice.
He says, look, it's nothing great. It's nothing flavorful. I was just really, really disappointed.
Fish filet gang, go. We stick together.
Coming in at 13, the White Castle Fish Slider. Says he loves White Castle. He loves the little cheeseburgers. The fish sandwiches aren't good, but he'll never order it again.
I did not know that they actually offered fish sliders.
At number 12, the Long John Silver's Classic Fish Sandwich. Long John Silver's is apparently still around. It's kind of hard to find, though. And their social media account, by the way, became his new best friend on his fish journey. Unfortunately, the sandwich was pretty unmemorable and kind of cold. Coming in at 11, the Sonic Premium Fish Sandwich. It was fine. It tasted more pickle than fish, which might in this case be a positive. Coming in at number 10, the Arthur Treacher Grouper Sandwich. The classiest of the fish sandwich. It definitely had the best texture of any of the sandwiches, but the flavor was still pretty boring.
That's a shame. I love grouper.
All right, now we're in the top 10. At number 9, the Arby's Cajun Fish Sandwich. Arby's just doesn't have the meat. It's got the fish. Three fish sandwiches.
Really?
The fish is indeed bigger than the bun. It's a solid sandwich. At number 8, the BK Big Fish.
Tastes like fish.
Tastes just like chicken, they say, which is a good thing. At number 7, the Wendy's North Pacific Cod Sandwich. Wendy's does just about everything right. Comes as no surprise. Their fish sandwich is pretty solid. At number 6, the Arby's King's Hawaiian Fish Deluxe. A sweet King's Hawaiian bun, wild caught Alaskan pollock,
Arby's really brought it with this one. The fish was hot, crispy, and fresh.
All right.
And number five, the Arby's crispy fish sandwich. Believe it or not, Arby's has three of the top fish sandwiches in the top 10.
I can believe that, man.
And number three, the Checkers crispy fish sandwich. Sandwich had the best tartar sauce of all the sandwiches, and that was the dominant taste. The fish was hot and surprisingly fresh tasting.
Checkers are sometimes called rallies.
Okay.
Believe it or not, Dairy Queen at number three with a Dairy Queen crispy fish sandwich. This was good. The fish itself, it was a nice, crunchy, pleasant fish.
Huh. I would
flaky,
have never guessed
white,
that.
White and without fishy flavor. At number two, here's a curveball for you. The Arthur Treacher fried clam sandwich.
Ooh.
Fried clams are just better than fried fish, no matter what kind of fish you're frying. Sandwich kind of fell apart on me as I ate them, but those clams that stayed on the bun were flavorful with the right kind of chewy texture while still being crunchy. I'm almost embarrassed as much as how much I liked the Arthur Treacher fried clam sandwich. Any guesses on the number one fish sandwich in the market? In the fast food world.
Does Burger King have one?
No, we aren't.
Gather on every fish. Burger King.
Hang on. We've been to Wendy's.
At number eight.
I don't know, man.
In-N-Out.
It's just what you think it is. Number one, the Chick-fil-A fish sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm yet to be disappointed by a good item of Chick-fil-A. Their lettuce, tomato, pickle, and cheese were a nice touch, and the bun was warm and buttered. Fish was hot, crispy, and flavorful.
And straight.
If you douse it in Chick-fil-A sauce, the greatest condiment known to man, you might be able to trick yourself into thinking you're actually eating one of their delicious chicken sandwiches.
Huh.
So there you go on what you don't need to know. The 18 fast food sandwiches ranked worst to best for Lent. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, and today we chose 61-year-old Malcolm Downs of somewhere in England. Now, Malcolm has what authorities call, and I quote, a long, long history of pleasuring himself in front of horses. In fact, he'd recently been jailed for re-offending twice. Anyway, he's released from prison, and he was planning to see a doctor for his libido-suppressing drugs. This was court-ordered based on his habit. But on his way to the doctor, Malcolm went to a field, and that's right, you guessed it, started shucking the corn to a horse that was standing in the field. He was out there for 10 minutes. They estimated he was masturbating for 3 to 4 minutes. The witness originally thought he was just peeing. They realized what he's doing. They called the cops. He was rearrested. Keep in mind, this is less than 24 hours after being released from jail for reoffending because he cannot stop masturbating.
What's up with the horses?
In front of horses. And apparently, he's had 12 similar offenses on his record. He has 9 breaches of those times for masturbating in public. They banned him from entering any field, stable, or area that might horses.
That dude needs to rein it in.
Whoa.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! Let's get a contest online for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.